What's up, everybody? This is Grant at Cause Artist. Welcome to the Disruptors for Good Brief, where we dive into the top five stories of the day related to impact startups transforming the sustainable and regenerative economy. First up, a significant stride in blockchain sustainability. The Solana Foundation has achieved a milestone by offsetting 100% of the network's carbon footprint. These carbon offsets were purchased on-chain, a first for the blockchain industry. With the real-time carbon footprint now trackable at SolanaClimate.com, Solana demonstrates a commitment to environmental accountability, already showing a 17.5% decrease in total emissions and a 25% reduction in energy use per transaction. Keeping our focus on the decentralized world, Wyoming has passed new legislation recognizing decentralized autonomous organizations, or DAOs, as legal entities. This is a breakthrough for the blockchain community, promising to safeguard against legal perils and promote open blockchain networks. The Decentralized Unincorporated Nonprofit Association, DUNA, as it's known, acts akin to a Web3 town council, ensuring the integrity of open networks without becoming a business in itself. Moving over to legislative progress, the U.S. House of Representatives passed H.R. 2799, the Expanding Access to Capital Act. Chairman Patrick McHenry announced this act aimed at facilitating capital formation, thereby empowering small businesses and entrepreneurs, especially those beyond major financial hubs. With bipartisan support, the act includes amendments clarifying definitions for general solicitation and angel investor, thus setting the stage for greater capital market inclusivity and potential startup growth. Next, we turn our attention to the mental wellness landscape with Tava Health's successful raise of $20 million. Tava Health's model focuses on a therapist-centric approach to bridge gaps in mental health care. This investment showcases a growing recognition of the importance of accessible mental wellness solutions and underscores a profound shift towards prioritizing mental health in the healthcare industry. Lastly, we have an update from the streaming advertising sector. Vibe.co, a company offering a powerful, user-friendly streaming TV ad platform, has raised $22 million. The company's mission is the democratization of advertising space for small and medium-sized businesses. With its unique platform, businesses can now efficiently engage with targeted audiences across streaming services. Thank you for joining us today. Be sure to share and subscribe to the podcast. As always, check out more on causeartist.com. Until next time, stay humble and stay creative.